Hello, good evening to you. This is 99.39 Jira Info. Whatever your agenda, we always try to get your attention by choosing the right agenda. We give you a lovely mixture like that, gotten from a blender. So as our listener, your excitement level so that others will never get slender. That's what we do for every single day of the monthly calendar. That makes us better than every other contender, because we're here to serve like a bartender, and with us there's no retreat, no surrender. I feel like seeing if you have evil plans against us, he's back to sender right now. The action is about to come alive, just like the movie Avatar, The Last Airbender. We are Femi and the gang, and it is time for Game On. This is more like a precursor to live football coverage that will come through from 8:30 p.m. One massive fixture in the Premier League. Maybe not that massive, but again, what these teams are fighting for, every fixture is important for them. Also, there'll be drama in the Spanish La Liga as well as Coppa Italia competition too for AC Milan as well tonight. Before that comes to the fore though, we sure have to excite ourselves and tickle your fancy, whether your name is Francis or Nancy, with the latest happenings in the world of sport. It is a special edition of the Game On broadcast because we have someone special with us who you're going to be meeting in a bit. But again, Happy New Year to you if you're listening to us for the very first time. My name is Chuma Nolly, not driving solo. I have a lady you love to follow. When she's on radio, your spirit cannot go low. And for the next 1 hour, 15 minutes, she'll be all over your face like Apollo. Adesie Michael, good evening to you. Welcome.
Hi, Chuma. Good evening. Have I seen you this year? Oh, yeah. Happy New Year once again.
I don't think we have.
No, we didn't see. Happy New Year once again. Lagos, Happy New Year. We're here to have fun. That's what it is.
Fantastic stuff. Well, it's going to be 50-50, actually. I'll do, in fact, less of the talking. Adesie will do like 60% of the talking because she'll be the one throwing most of the questions to her amazing guest who joins us on the broadcast tonight. And this is someone you sure love to meet as well. Before we get there, we're counting down to the Africa Cup of Nations, aren't we? We're just about 11 days, or just over that, to the start of that competition in Cote d'Ivoire. Nigeria's Super Eagles hoping to add another triumph to the successes in 2013, in 1994, and 1980, the year our guests won the Nations Cup with Nigeria. Our most recent success, though, coming 10 years ago, and it was Nigeria getting Burkina Faso to bow and give us a chance to win our third title.
31 matches, 21 days, and now the final is upon us. Welcome, everyone. The African Nations Cup decided here this evening in the National Stadium. It is Nigeria up against Burkina Faso. There's Ike Uche now with an opportunity inside here for Moses. He's going to shoot, and it's blocked by Kone. Here's the follow-up from Mba. He scores! Nigeria have the lead, and Sunde Mba scores his second of the tournament. 5 minutes to half-time, and they've broken the deadlock. Floated in, out comes Onyema. Will we have a new champion in a second or two? Yes, we will. Nigeria have won the Orange Africa Cup of Nations. Joseph Yobo will have the honor. Issa Hayatou says, you hand it over, Mr. President. Joseph Yobo has the trophy. Nigeria are champions of Africa.
That was in 2013, last time Nigeria emerged as champions of Africa. We're looking forward to success in 2024 for the 2023 Africa Cup of Nations competition. And if there's anybody who understands what success at the highest level is for our national team, it is our guest who joins us on the broadcast. He's a man who's gone beyond his brilliance on the football pitch to also building himself academically. And he's a very successful businessman as well, who has ensured that several people are employed in my industry. That's in the media, with his ability to come through with a radio station. So there's so much around this man, and hopefully we have the next set of minutes to unravel that and also look ahead to what his expectations would be for the Super Eagles, not Green Eagles, this time around, ahead of the Africa Cup of Nations. You love to call him mathematical. Yeah, because he's tactical, and he's also practical too with what he does verbally and with his physical abilities. He's a man who won the 1980 Africa Cup of Nations with Nigeria, shone like a million stars in the 1978 AFCON. Before that, scoring goals aplenty and repeating that same feat for us 2 years after. As for the very first time in the history of Nigeria, we matched the champions of Africa right here in Lagos. Well, what else do I want to say right now? It was just a few months ago, sometime last year, that he got an honorary doctorate degree because so many people respect him, those in the academia and also those in sports, who has gone for the presidency of FIFA in the past, also ran for the presidency of the Nigeria Football Federation. At this stage, I'm sure I've given out enough. He's a man who's very popular because he has the formula to make you this spectacular with his brilliance. The great, legendary Segun Odegbami. Nice to have you join us on our show, sir. Yes, sir, sure you can have that. Happy New Year to you. And what a way to start the year as Nigeria Info, having a legend like you. In fact, what I'll do next time I'm leading this show is I'll sit down where you've sat so I can tap into your blessings. Nice to have you in the studio with us, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. Well, you were sounding so poetic there. I guess you're a poet yourself.
I try, sir.
Deep in literature. Fantastic. That was very good. That was a very good intro.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate that very much. And happy New Year to you all. I'm glad to be here.
We're honored to have you here. And kudos to Adeze Michael for dragging you with all of your busy plans and schedule, ensuring that you came through. How did you achieve it, Adeze?
Oh, well, it was just one of the days I was fortunate.
Yeah, sacrifice to the gods.
Honestly, yeah, I was very fortunate to.
Hey, go, stop. Don't make it look as if it was difficult to get me.
It wasn't difficult, but I actually, it was one of the days I hung out with friends of his friends. Mm. And then I was starstruck when I saw him. Somebody just said, I want you to see somebody. You have to walk down to where I am right now. I left everything I was in and getting to the place. Mm. It was must. I said, I couldn't even say anything. I was amazing. Starstruck meeting the legend for the first time. I said, no, you have to come join us in the studio. Mm. And AFCON is just a few weeks away.
Yeah.
We need you to just relieve off of the memory. We are the younger generation. Mm-hmm. We were not born in 1980. So many listeners, we know about Segun Odegbami. He's a legend of the football. But it's always better when the narrative comes from the man that spearheaded that iconic moment in Nigeria's football that led the way to where we are as a nation, although we can do a lot more better. So I'm like, you need to come to the studio. Good to have you once again, sir. It wasn't that difficult.
I'm flattered. I'm very flattered. But let me tell everybody that I'm not difficult to meet. I'm not difficult to invite to events. I'm just there.
That's a beautiful thing.
A great pleasure to actually meet you finally because I've heard your voice on radio. I respect what you're doing in the industry.
Thank you, sir.
And for me to come to this your station, now, wow, I'm so glad to be here.
Thank you, sir.
Coming from a man who owns a radio station in his own right. Exactly. You know, he's too humble to fumble. we're honored again to have you here with us, Sam. Before we get into the nitty-gritty of our conversation, which will come alive shortly, let's just take our minds back to 1980. I felt like for a second I was going to tell that Daisy, talk for yourself. Because when she said we're not born, I wanted to say talk for yourself. And I remember that true, I was not born in 1980 when that success came for Nigeria.
Why are you making it sound so ancient?
No, it's not like you. No, it's not.
You are making it sound so ancient. And making me feel so old. 1980 was yesterday. Look at this old man.
Okay, so now we can go back to 1980 for a bit.
Cheaper. Waiting for a mistake and a good one. Segun Odegbami, and he puts it in there again. It is a goal. Segun's second goal. Nations, and for the first time, fans have missed it again. So, Adoke, Amesie Maka, Aloysius, and Okeisima, and he's still going on. That's good squaring, a header, and it's almost got no. That was the chance, but I forgot. Adoke. Of the country. That's Christian Chukwu in Ghana. David Adeli in Ghana. This is Africa Cup final, and Nigerians are having a really satisfying moment. Aloysius. No, that's David. Beautiful play there by Muda. He just can't seem to take it easy. Muda is still going. Ooh. But for that little lapse, Muda was going to waltz himself right into the net. He got a corner kick for it anyway.
it is the long blast of the whistle to formally end the 12th African Cup of Nations.
The main bowl. This has been the most successful match Nigeria has played in all this series. Yes, that's it. That is the president of the nation shaking the rattler. It's a really hysterical moment out there at the National Stadium.
Nigeria's Super Eagles beating Algeria by 3-0 in the AFCON final right here in Lagos at the National Stadium in Suru Lere to emerge as African champions for the first time in the history of our great nation. Segun Odegbami, our guest in the studio, scored 2 goals in the final. And I'll start from there because, like you said, it feels like yesterday, sir. What was the experience like? Kadiri Kana, Christian Chukwu, Adokia Mesimaka. What a generation of amazing talents we had. Many of you moved on to become great men in other things. Adokia Mesimaka went to school like yourself too, has a stadium named after him in Port Harcourt in Rivers State. Christian Chukwu became coach of the Super Eagles, led us to win bronze in 2004. Kadiri Kana achieved successes with Enyimba as boss of that side too. You did amazing moving on to later in your life. Looking back at that set of 1980, how does it feel? How does it make you feel 44 years after?
Well, to start with, it feels like yesterday.
Wow.
I just listened to the commentaries there and I've been replaying those moments in my mind. You know, as I heard the voice of Dele Adetiba once again. That was an amazing period because we had never won it before. Expectations were not too high. Although at the time it was a progression from 76 bronze medal to 78 silver medal. And when we came to 1980, the preparations were solid.
Wow.
But everybody was afraid that we may not win it. Nigeria had not ascended the throne of Africa before then. But the preparations, as I said, were very good. We spent a long time in Brazil for the first time. We visited so many European cities to play friendly games. We had a great coach and we had been together for a long time. So it was a solid team. And by the time we came back from Brazil, we were very confident. So it was a reflection of everything that was right with that team in 1980.
And you conquered Africa, which was the foundation to the successes that we talk about today. As a nation, like I said, 60% of the conversation will be driven by Adeze. I'm the conductor of this bus, she's the driver. So driver, I beg. I don't collect money. Make a chop, I'm a bit my
charm. Oh, well, you mentioned two keywords that you said preparation, build up. It started from 76, 78, and then the result showed in 80.
Yeah.
And then we were there. And then you also said we spent a longer time together. And you also said the expectations were not much. Three key words. 1980, there was a drought till 1994 when we won in next with another golden generation. But before that, 1980 was just 8 teams. Was that, could you say, is a factor, the smaller, the better, why the guys were able to win it?
Obviously.
Okay.
You didn't have too many games to play. This time around, there are 28 teams. 24 teams, that are going to play. Mm. Then it was 8. Mm. So it was a simpler route to go. Mm. And that must have helped us. Because in truth, in Africa at that time, at national team level, we were just really coming up. It was at club level that we had broken the myth of not winning an African club anything. Mm. When in 76, we won it for the first time. And we had a Nigerian amongst the top 10 players in the world, in Africa, for the first time also. Oh, so everything was on the upward rise at the time. So by 1980, I don't know, because we stayed together.
Mm.
We really stayed together. We were just two teams formed the national team at that time, mostly. Mm. We had 5 players from Rangers. We had 6 from Shooting Stars in the national team. So we knew each other inside out.
Mm.
So that was the main factor, that we were very, very close. We understood when Chukwu raised his head up and he wanted to take a long one, as you would watch Virgil of Liverpool take those long crosses to Salah. It was just like that. It was almost, it's telegraphic.
Mm.
And we reacted. And But we had problems with the North African teams. Even up to that point, we had problems with the North African team. So we dreaded playing them. And Rangers had tried before then to play them at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And they discovered that they got even more tired than the Arabs themselves, who were used to desert conditions and so on and so forth. So, as you said, preparation was important. You know, it was very important. We had the resources. We traveled to 10 European cities. We spent several months in Brazil. We had one of the best coaches in the world coaching us at the time. He was the president of the Brazil Coaches Association, who had coached Portugal with Eusebio to win the bronze medal, the third place in the World Cup. Very, very experienced coach. So we had all of those things. And we were playing at home. So everything was to our advantage. But now, you know, it's much more difficult with the number of teams to play. Most of the players don't play together. You know, there are strange bedfellows just coming 2 or 3 days before a game to play. And, you know, we are not playing at home. So preparation is almost nil. The players don't know each other very well. The coaches, don't let me describe him the way I would have wanted to.
I was coming to that. He's part of what I was going to
you
ask.
You know, and we have players that do not have that fire in them. You know, that Nigerian fire, do or die, and, you know, that kind of a thing, who do not really identify with the deep football philosophy and culture of Nigeria. You know, they are more foreign than Nigeria, although with the same color. Wow. So all of those things don't give us the comfort that we need to have going to Abidjan this time around.
Amazing stuff. Well, just to mention to the listener, Daisy, that they can be part of this conversation to dedicate the next set of minutes of our broadcast to the legend who's in the studio with us before we get into commentary mode sometime around after 8 p.m. Feel free to go over to X at Nigeria Info FM. If you have any questions or you want to eulogize the achievements of this great man, feel free to share that on that platform at Nigeria Info FM. Or tell us what's up using WhatsApp ahead of the AFCON, a man who's won it before. I love, again, the fact that he's sounding very humble in the conversation around how 8 teams, maybe, and the fact that we hosted Midos Win. We did host qualifying matches for Nigeria against small teams. We know if you win for this generation. So, you know, they did well that time. And it will certainly, in his humility, not belittle what they achieved then. Because I think that even if you were to replicate that team form now in this current African setup, there are some other African countries that will still give Nigeria a headache. So what they achieved in 1980 was certainly no mean feat. Feel free to talk on WhatsApp and also on X, Daisy.
Yeah, we're also streaming live on Facebook. This show is, just in case you're not in Lagos, you can watch us live on Facebook and, of course, on YouTube as well. I was also going to ask you, sir, you mentioned 2 teams that made up the national team. I remember when Spain won the World Cup in 2010, it was 2 teams as well. Mm-hmm. Madrid, Barca players all made up the team, 95%. Now, we have a list. Let's bring it back to 2023, 2024. We have a list that do not have the local players. And you also mentioned the deep Nigerian philosophy that we don't have it. Mm-hmm. Exclusion of these players, is that why we are struggling in terms of the Super Eagles setup, where you also mentioned that we have players that are more foreign than Nigerian? Now we only have one, not an outfield player, a goalkeeper to make up the numbers, Ojo of Enyimba. Is that the reason? Could you say it's the reason why we are?
No, I have looked at that issue critically. And I've asked myself who the Nigerian players are in the domestic league. I'm not just talking generally that we need to have local players. I'm saying who are the players that should be there, that have earned being there, that are not there. The reality is that the rate of exodus of our best players from the domestic league is alarming. If you want to find out the number of players that are, you know, jackpying out of Nigeria, you know, it is truly alarming. So those who are left are not of the best stock of local players. They are not of the best stock. You know, when you discover a player who is doing fairly well and needs to be grounded in the Nigerian football philosophy and culture, before you know it, he's gone. So, as far as I'm concerned, it has little to do with having local players in that team. Because even if they were there, they wouldn't have had that time, play time together in the national team to now be the team that can go there, play consistently and win. So it is, for me, it is purely sentiments that people are saying we don't have local players there. It's purely sentiments. Yes, during the build-up of the Nations Cup and other competitions, we could keep a national team in Nigeria. You know, if the coach we are staying here, we'll keep one so that the players can feel that they are in the national team, and that lifts their spirit, boosts their energy, and helps their game psychologically. But not having that experience does not help. So that aspect for me does not hold water at all.
Okay.
Yeah. So what was the other point?
You played here throughout.
Yes.
You had offers, Tottenham Hotspur, other teams.
Yes, yes.
But you decided to stay back.
It was a different world.
Hmm.
It was a completely different world at the time. No Nigerian had gone from here to play in the professional league out there before our time. In the 40s and 50s, a few went to study and played their football, like Thunder Balogun, and of course we never saw them play. We just heard about them. So it was not fashionable to go to Europe to go and play. And psychologically, we did not think that they were human beings playing football there. We thought they were little gods, you know. We watched them once every week. Not like now that you can watch at any time of the day. We watched only one game a week. It was 1 hour game, a match of the week. And, you know, we heard their names and so on. And we read about them in Shoot magazine and all of those things. We didn't think we could play play like them. We didn't think we were playing the same game.
Wow.
But through time and experience, when we visited Brazil for the first time, I must say, and we started playing against teams like Botafogo, Fluminense, and we met some of the players. Then we started to realize that these people are human. So when I had my opportunity to play in Europe, I actually went to the UK for trials.
Oh, wow.
But I'm on radio now.
Yeah.
I went to stay with a friend, and that night we went to the Empire Ballroom dancing. We went dancing.
You know when you're watching a movie, sorry, sir, and then you tell people, wait, watch out for part two. I'm going to ensure that the listener remains glued to the radio now. We have a commercial break to go for.
Okay.
So that story is about to share with us. Stay with us to find out what the end of that story is. We're going for this commercial break. While we return, there's more from the man who is a television presenter these days, also a man who studied engineering, and a legend of Nigerian football, Segun Odegbami. You have your thoughts and have your say through WhatsApp, through X, and through the phone lines after now. This is Game On with Femi and the gang got Nigeria Info. We'll be back before you know it.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Alrighty, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's still the Game On show.
Hi guys, I'm Peter Drury, football commentator, and you are hanging out with Femi and the gang on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM.
Okay, it is a show where we get to flow and give you all you need to know. Excitement that'll make your mind blow with so much more, even if you do not go. We're going to make your footballing and sporting IQ grow. You know why I'm telling you so? Because this is the Game On show brought to you by Femi and the gang on Nigeria Info. My name is Chuman Nolin here with Adesie Michael, and also alongside a legend of not just Nigerian football, but African football, a man who's inspired more than one generation to do what they love to do and succeed at it, the great Segun Odegbami. Just before the commercial break, he was about to share with us one exciting story. I'm keen to hear the end of this story. However, I need to remind you that we'd love to hear from you as well. Of course, you can share your thoughts with Segun Odegbami. You could share. If you have criticisms, please feel free to bring that to the fore. Of course, praises, questions to you as to what we could do to get it right at the AFCON in January. Yeah, and just about, 11 days' time, January 13 is when that comes alive in Cote d'Ivoire, Nigeria, in the same group with a couple of Guineas, in quote, you know, and also Cote d'Ivoire, the host nation for that competition. I'll have the legend finish his story, and then Adesi will touch on a few of your comments on social media before we continue the conversation. Yes, sir.
There's no story.
So as he went to England.
The last line was...
So there was this friend of his.
Exactly. No, they went to a party.
To a mood, and then I'm out of it now.
It's commercials that caused this thing. We just had to go and ensure that we played out the ads.
No. I was distracted when we went. And, you know, as I said, it was not fashionable. It was not a big deal. And we were making good money. I was making good money. It wasn't as if it was large or anything, but to go to England at the time, you didn't need a visa. Your 1 naira was equivalent to £1.
Wow.
And, you know, we had everything. At that time, I had 5 cars in my house. Mm. I had 5 cars. Yeah. I was almost completing my first house.
Mm.
And so on. You know, so there was no reason for me to have wanted to even go there. And but if I knew there was that kind of money, I would have gone.
Mm.
But I didn't even realize that there was so much money to be made from there.
Mm. It was a case of not being aware.
Yes.
Of maybe, would I say ignorance in this case?
Probably. I didn't know enough.
Mm.
I didn't know enough. I didn't have any incentive to go there. Except that you're going to play professional football.
Okay.
Of course, I accepted the invitation to go for trials. I also had an invitation to go to Panathinaikos in Greece. That was John Masarudis working it out. Then when we went to Brazil, Fluminense president wanted me to come back after the Nations Cup to come and play. But you see, the euphoria of the success of 1980 was such that I would never have thought of leaving Nigeria. Mm. I was like president of it.
Yeah.
I was feeling on top of the world. You know, everything was at your beck and call. I was a young man, you know. I was doing well. I was a serious businessman.
Mm.
You know, I had distributorships of Coca-Cola, of cement, of beer, of, you know, all manner of things.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So
everything was working right. So why would you want to go outside as a case?
Exactly.
I hope we could say same, and I wish we could say same, and I hope we can say same in the future for players who play in the NPFL, because that's not the story at the moment. Just to remind you that we're streaming live on Facebook, okay? NigeriaInfo.fm is our website, but on Facebook, you can just search for NigeriaInfo 99.3 to watch the live stream and see the face of the legend himself, Segun Odegbami, beyond his vocal prowess. Also on YouTube, just search for NigeriaInfo FM and you'll find us there. Huge respect to our colleague and friend, Tunde, for coming through for us tonight. Thank you so much, Tunde. Your comments on social media, Daisy, I'm sure you want to look at a few of those on WhatsApp before we go back to speaking to the legend.
Yeah, let's try this one. He said, my name is Daniel. I'd like to ask the legendary Segun Odegbami if he thinks the current crop of players can win the 2023 AFCON. And this Endurance Onwuka from Delta saying, good evening and happy new year to everyone in the studio. And good evening to the mathematical Sir Segun Odegbami. Sir, in your opinion, why are we still lagging behind in sport facilities and sports management in Nigeria? As it is always hurts me that Nigeria's sport facilities in 2024 cannot be compared to the world standard. And in 1980, when you're set won AFCON for the first time in Nigeria's history. Okay, let me take another one. Diola from Zurich.
Switzerland, that is.
Zurich, okay. Switzerland, that's what it is. Good evening, Faji and the legendary mathematical. Please, can you ask him to give us his assessment of the impact which ex-players like him have had on the management of Nigeria's football? That is, the assessment of the impact which ex-players like you have had on the management of Nigeria's football. Diola from Zurich.
Well, let me take that one, the last one first. Mm. Very little.
Okay.
Mm. Except for those who went into coaching, and there are very few of them.
Mm.
And those ones have impacted as coaches, you know, Christian Chukwu, Stephen Keshi, and the like. Other than that, no, we haven't had much to do with the national teams. They haven't given us enough opportunity to be part of such development. And anyway, we are not politicians. You know, one of the qualifications you need to be in administration is to be a politician. And that's not the game we were good at.
Mm.
So many of us are outside of it. And what was that second question?
Do you think the crop of players we have can go to win the AFCON?
I don't think. Me, I am going to AFCON fully loaded and prepared to join those that will come back with that trophy.
Oh.
If you ask me why,
okay.
I really don't know.
Well, you
I can't justify it.
Okay.
But I have a feeling, I have a gut feeling that it is going to happen. And the other teams are not very strong. The stronger teams are the North African teams.
Okay.
But they are coming to meet us in West Africa.
Okay.
Senegal are not the Senegal of two years ago or three years ago. Cote d'Ivoire, they are not the same at all. And those are the strong teams from West Africa that could give us a fight. Not Ghana, not Cameroon. And we have the psychological boost now.
Okay.
In Victor Osimhen,
African player.
No, it is not that Victor is best player in Africa for nothing. It cannot be for nothing. It is because he has earned it and he's going to show it. And you need that kind of presence in your national team. That person that can make a difference to separate you from the team that will do well and not win.
Mm.
He is going to do well and win for us. And I think based on a few of those things and the fact that... we have a crop of very good players. We have good players, but they haven't blended well as a team.
Okay.
But this time, they are going to have a little bit of time to blend a little.
Okay.
The other teams are not very strong.
Okay.
And we have a Victor Osimhen.
Okay.
And I pray that they remove and the Uzoho man in goal. If we do all of those things, we are going to come back with the trophy.
I was going to come to the goalkeeping role because one of the criterias over the past years in tournament football is defense and goalkeeping. If you can have a good goalkeeper, Egypt had, in fact, at some point they could shuffle. They had the first one so strong. The second one is even coming with a lot of fire. That was what took them to the final 2 years ago. But in our own case, we're still chopping and changing. And Uzoho, you mentioned that if you can remove him, but it would appear from the list we've seen that he could be number one. And when you know that, opponents know that they can shoot at your goalkeeper and he will crumble.
I don't know what the problem is with Pazero and his choice of goalkeeper. I really don't know because you know it doesn't matter how well he does in training. We have seen from game to game to game that, you know, just one mistake, the goalkeeper is there to save you from difficult situations. But when those situations come, he falters and all that. Somebody else should have been given a chance.
Hmm.
And at this point, in fact, he should have been rested because psychologically, the guy cannot play to his best because he knows that everybody is saying he should be left out of the team.
Hmm.
So I would be shocked if they play him in Cote d'Ivoire.
Wow.
And if they play him, then maybe my expectations will reduce.
Wow. And you have been a part of setup that knows what it is to have a good goalkeeper.
Absolutely.
Best and Emmanuel Kalas of this world.
Some of the best goalkeepers have helped teams win championships such as this. When you start to name them, you would find them in Nkono, in, you know, people, great goalkeepers, the Moroccan goalkeeper of old, Best Ogedegbe, between them and Emmanuel Okala, who was the only goalkeeper to have been named Africa's best footballer as a goalkeeper.
Hmm.
That's Emmanuel Okala.
Hmm.
And yes, bested him to win, you know, in 1980. So we had absolutely solid, we've never had problems with goalkeepers.
And
never.
Why do we have that now? Because most of the goalkeepers we have are from home.
Yeah.
When I mean home, Nigeria.
Yeah.
Vincent Enyama was the last we had before Kali came in. He was
and
sick
he was
and all that.
Absolutely brilliant. He was a player goalkeeper.
Hmm.
You know, he, when you saw him in goal, you would think he was a player. He could do anything with the ball.
Hmm.
Vincent Enyama, absolutely brilliant. But since then, we've toyed with so many goalkeepers. Most of them are good, but not the very best.
Hmm.
Not those that can reflect, you know, the sort of goalkeeping capacity and capability that we require in Nigeria.
Wow.
Wow.
So much to talk about for sure. We'll get to the phone lines to hear from you as well. This is the Game On Show brought to you by Femi and the gang on Nigeria Info. In a bit, by after 8 p.m., we'll switch about to live commentary mode. For now, we are enjoying this moment, having to endeavor to savor the flavor of the presence of a legend of African football, the great Segun Odegwami, mathematical. I don't know if he was really good in further maths too.
And he would tell us, because I don't know how the name came about, because I was not born. Before you leave, you tell us how you came about the name mathematical. Was he on the pitch or off the pitch?
0700-993-993-993. That number you can dial to speak to the legend. 0700-993-993-993 or 01465-7190. Aligned strictly for our female callers at 01465-7190. 0800 150 990. Time to hear from you for sure. How are you doing?
Hello, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Yes, my name is Femi from Sweden.
Nice to hear from you, Femi.
Yes, let me just quickly chip in. I think it was a commentator that named Mr. Segun Odegbami the mathematical. I can't remember the name of the famous commentator, Ernest Okoko, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
So my question actually is, Mr. Segun, good evening. I would like to ask, you vied for different positions in sports politics. What were the challenges that have prevented you from getting those positions, despite the fact that on most of those occasions, I've noticed you were like the most qualified or one of the most qualified, but one way or the other, you would not be in that position. Thank you.
Mm. Thank you, Femi.
Thank you. Well, I said it before, it's very simple. It is politics. It's about people voting for you or not voting for you. And usually it's not about the best candidate. It's not on merit. It's about who you know and the resources you have to mobilize your own people and so on and so forth. And of course, I was not so vast in the politics of the game. I was very naive. I thought that popularity was enough. And if you had good programs, combine that with popularity, you could win. But I guess I was very naive.
Again, I love the honesty around your response. And I'm just going to continue with that before we pick more calls, which is that experience in 2014 for you when you went for the presidency of the Nigeria Football Federation. And then at the point, there was talk of disqualification. Victor Omer, who was also in contention to Taiwo Gunjobi. Some names of persons we hear here were disqualified in that race for the presidency of the NFF. And that did not deter you. A year after, when there was the vacancy in the leadership of FIFA, you thought you could go for that as well too. You got the backing of the NFF out of the five endorsements you needed from FAs around the continent or around the world. And unfortunately, you couldn't meet up with the five, so you could not contest. You have taken the bold step. You have opened the door. You've shown other ex-footballers that they could have a chance to go for these positions too. We're seeing what's happening in Cameroon. Samuel Eto'o is now the FA boss in that territory. With your experience, like you said, where you mentioned things about we not being too strong politically for you who are ex-internationals, how soon do you think we could have an ex-international become president of the NFF? And is it compulsory for that to happen for our football to be taken to a higher level?
I don't know how soon that will be.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know if we would require that, really, because we've had some very decent presidents or chairmen of the Football Federation in the past. Mm. And what you will find is they all have had very good intention for developing football in the country. When you speak with them, you find they have passion, they have interest, genuine interest to do it, but they don't have the experience. And it's like they don't have a clear vision. Even where they have a vision, they don't know how the process of achieving that vision. So they always fall short. But other than that, we just need to have a good man, one who is determined, whose vision is very clear and very simple, and who understands, you know, the Nigerian environment very well. He knows Nigerian players, what they need, their psychology, and is technically sound so that he can bring those people that can, you know, make the transformation happen. He understands that facilities are number one, they are the key. You need the grounds to train, you need the grounds to play, otherwise you will never be good enough. You know, somebody who has that kind of knowledge to lead Nigerian football doesn't have to be an ex-international. No. Definitely not.
Okay. I was going to ask you, coming to the modern day footballers, back in your day until maybe in the 90s, when a player is probably kicked or fouled, they don't fall too easily. In fact, they stand up and then they want to man it up and say, I'm a man, I'm not going to fall. But these days it's different. You just pass a player and then he falls and he'll look to the referee and say, ref, won't you give me a free kick? But in your days, you had men, solid men, kick me, and then I'm not going to fall. I want to keep playing the ball. What do you make of this development?
You know what I think? What you just said now is so profound. What I think, sometimes I watch these games and I just imagine me being on the field of play. I will score goals like basketball. No, because these days the players are so well protected. You can't kick them, you can't push them, you can't do anything, any slight touch, they go down. And when you are in the box, they can't tackle you so, you know, so hard. Everybody's careful. I will be banging in goals like crazy. So, well, but as I said, it's a different game now.
Yeah.
It's a good thing they are protecting players, because the spate of injuries, serious injuries, has actually reduced. And in those days, if you had a serious injury, you were out completely.
Yeah,
so many players lost out, you know, lost opportunities to develop their careers out of these, you know, crunchy tackles that came from defenders particularly.
Scary stuff. Pardon me again, sir. I don't want to have the temerity to cut a legend speaking, but we have a quick commercial break and we'll be back with more on Game On. Stay with us.
Talk never stops.
Yeah, that's the truth. The talk never stops on the nation's number one station for news, talk and sports, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Chuman Malin, here with Adeze Michael, and we are laying the foundation for what's to come later tonight. Samuel Victor Akpan is on standby to describe the football action for you later this evening as West Ham take on Brighton, and also fixtures that will come through in the Spanish La Liga. But my word, are we having fun on the second day of January in 2024, seated by the side of a legend in every ramification, because beyond his footballing prowess, he's shown that he can achieve success in other facets of the society. He's one who went on to study engineering. He's also a television host, as I speak to you. And beyond that, he's the owner of a radio station. So he's done so many things over the last set of decades, and it's something to inspire so many generations as well. The great Segun Odegbami. Adeze in here with me. She was the one who worked hard enough behind the scenes to ensure that he joined us on the broadcast tonight. Legend, thanks for being here again. And we've kept you for more than the 1 hour we asked you to stay.
I will interrupt you.
Okay, sir.
Because what I consider my legacy, you did not even mention.
Okay, what could that be?
Because that's what, you know, everything I'm doing, that's what I'm doing it for. And that's my sports college and academy,
okay,
you know, which is 17 years in the making. It has been training young boys and girls to combine their education with their sports. We have exported 71 of them to American universities and colleges, all on scholarship, and we are developing more and more of them in more than just football, in athletics, in tennis, and so on. So that's my legacy. So that's what I want people to really identify me with, rather than, you know, I own a radio station. To own a radio station, what's in that one?
What inspired that aspect?
It's not easy to get license.
It's not easy. It's not been 18 years.
18 years to get a license after applying.
What birthed that idea of owning up a radio station? To promote sport, or it was just...
You know, when it started, it was at the onset. When you know, it was publicized that radio was going to be liberalized and, you know, private people could come in. I was not amongst the first, you know. Larry Zamoje had advice from Danla Dibaku, who was our friend, who was the DJ of NBC, and so on and so forth. So he applied for it. John Momo applied for it. And I think the owner of Ray Power, and so on, he was the first. They applied for it. So we were the second set.
Okay.
Immediately they gave them the license. In 2002, I applied. And I saw Danla Dibaku in Abuja, and he told me that they couldn't give me a license in Lagos because they had given Brila Sports a license. Okay. I wanted to set up a sports radio station.
Okay.
And I waited. I had to wait through several DGs.
Wow.
One of them was even my classmate at the Polytechnic, you know. But they would not give me a license in Lagos until, you know, 2 years ago or 2.5 years ago. Finally, out of the blue, they came out after I abused them on one occasion. You know, they gave me, and yeah, I'm totally enjoying it, the experience, and I now understand why all of you are looking so fresh and
fresh
and happy and all of
oh,
that.
Well,
when you are behind the microphone, that's what it does to you.
Yeah, well, That's true.
You know these things. Thank God that you know. Okay, we have more of your thoughts and comments on social media. Daisy, of course, has a few more questions for the legend. Before we get back to him, though, let's give you an idea of a few more things happening in the world of sport, okay? The outcast from Manchester United, Jadon Sancho, might return to Borussia Dortmund on loan this month. After his outburst against the boss of the side, Ten Hag, he's not had a chance to play. And apparently it looks like he's not been keen to want to apologize. So now the stories are, with the transfer window opened, it could be this guy, Jadon Sancho, returning to the Bundesliga on loan to play for Borussia Dortmund. Meanwhile, Manchester United have triggered a break clause in Sergio Reguilón's loan move, allowing the defender to return to Tottenham Hotspur. He was signed by United in August following injuries to the club's left backs, Luke Shaw and Tyrell Malacia. Now United have allowed that to break, so Reguilón can return to Tottenham Hotspur. So much is happening around United at this stage too, because Van der Beek has moved on to Eintracht Frankfurt on loan from the Red Devils after starting just six Premier League games with that side since joining them in September 2020. Kylian Mbappe is a guy who can talk to any club at this stage. He could decide to sign a pre-contract awaiting the end of the season. And the boss of PSG, Luis Enrique, says he'll still be working with Mbappe like he works with him every other day when he was asked questions about the future of the French superstar. So only time will tell if Real Madrid will get Mbappe or not. Ancelotti was asked the question and he said, "I cannot talk about this right now. We're watching this space." We hear Liverpool could be in the conversation too, to wanting to get the superstar from France who's got a couple of goals in the, hat-trick actually in the World Cup final that France lost to Argentina in Qatar in 2022. Back to you, Daisy.
Oh, well, before I take some more messages, when I called you yesterday, you were I told you we're going to keep you for one. I said, no, I want to go play tennis. Is that a secret to this very healthy? Guys, you need to see him when he was walking majestically from outside to the studio. So strong. What is the secret to maintaining this frame? Your tummy is still very flat at this age.
I don't know what
is
you're
it. Too much
about
tennis? Or?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I know what you're playing tennis.
I'm just my normal self. Finish. I love playing tennis.
Okay.
And I play a lot of tennis. And I eat right and I'm fine. I'm just fine.
I also notice you're very conscious of what you eat.
Yes.
You look at it like, what is this? And then you calculate, is it good for my system?
Yes. Oh. Yes. Yes. Oh. Yes. You are what you eat.
Nice. That's a great one. Let's take some more questions here from WhatsApp Porto.
I kept quiet because I said, I think you're what I've been eating.
No, your body can take it.
Yeah.
You're still young. Your body can take it. Mine is complaining.
As a former athlete. Yeah. Momo from Adamo is asking us, good evening, mathematician. He's not mathematician. He's mathematical, actually. Please, what is your assessment of our coach, Jose Peseiro?
Please leave me out of it.
Wow.
No, for sure he's not good enough.
Ooh.
I don't know his antecedents. I don't know anything about him. And he hasn't impressed us in Nigeria with the games that he has coached. And so I really don't know, really. But he's not the best for us.
Oh, well. This is also coming from a man that I've also enjoyed coaching at the highest level.
Absolutely.
Otto Gloria.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's another one we need to keep. Collins from Isolo is saying, good evening, sports crew. Our Nigerian league was good up to 1992. That's why our local players and their numbers made it to the Super Eagles. In fact, the Golden Eaglets and Flying Eagles were all 99% gotten from the local league. Our clubs in CAF competitions were doing all well. What we have now is child's play in the name of professional football league.
Correct.
Shooting Rangers back in the day. How did we all get it wrong? We should be progressing. We should be able to see North Africans and then we'll go toe to toe with them in the CAF competitions. But nosediving from 1980 to 2023, they've all caught up with us.
So many things, you know, went wrong. So many. I will just point out one, just one for you. In Ibadan, Liberty Stadium, we had a pitch that was as good as Camp Nou today. You see the pitch you have, Barcelona FC pitch, football ground today. The Liberty Stadium pitch in the 70s and 80s was as good as that one. When architects from Israel came and they gave them the contract, our Nigerians gave them the contract to demolish and change. They came and saw what was there and they wept. They said, you know, it was immoral for them to destroy what was on ground here and put, replace it with something that even they themselves have never tested in Israel. So that's how bad things are. In the University of Manchester, if you go to Manchester today, there are 35 football fields in one university. 35 football fields. And the list of them is as good as the best one we have in Nigeria. The list of them. The pitch is flat, it is well grassed, and so on and so forth. So we don't have, so many things are wrong. Instead of making progress, we are just retrogressing. Instead of having, look, I'm tired, I beg. Make you leave me.
Makes you, well, make you feel bad when you complain like this.
Exactly. Make
just leave me, I beg.
And we have some thoughts on Facebook. Ayode Ibrahim is saying, who was your vice captain during your days as Green Eagles? You were the captain of the team.
He was asking. Aloy Shores at Twebu.
Okay.
For some time.
Okay.
Then Mudashiru Lawal took over from me for the very last match that I played for the country.
Okay.
You know, Muda Lawal took over from me. But they were changing, you know. But I was the vice captain when Chukwu was captain.
Okay.
And that lasted for a couple of years. But after him, then the breaks were very, very short. Several captains came along, vice captains came along, and so on. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Amazing stuff. Yeah, you want to catch up with this interview even after we're done with this one, you can always find that on Nigeria Info's Facebook platform. That's facebook.com/NigeriaInfo99.3. Or you check us out on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. We're still streaming live on that platform. And after the end of this conversation with the legend, Segun Odegbami, you still have access to that interview on that platform. Well, as we get ready to let the legend go in the coming minutes, we'll go back to the phone line today, right?
Yeah, let's take some more calls. 0700-993-993 and 993-01465-7190. Let's see who we have. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Robert.
Welcome.
Baba Segun Odegbami, good to be, sir.
Why you call me Baba now?
You are qualified, though, because I was a kid when I was watching you on TV. Then it was,
you, this man. I was a boy, too. I was a boy.
No. I was small. You know, then you used to wear very small knicker. Not the super goods are wearing, you know. Green Eagles then, their sneaker used to be very small and very agile, too. There was nothing like boys in Super Eagles, in Green Eagles then. Everybody are men. Now, we thank God for life, sir.
Yes, yes.
What I want to ask, sir, you just vanished from TV and radio. Is it that you are too occupied? And secondly, sir, what is your advice for these our young men that are making money now? Because I have seen where most of our footballers, they, after any match, they go bankrupt at the, maybe towards the end of their life, and they become wretched. So what is your advice for them, sir? And how do we improve on Nigeria football? Thank you, sir. God bless you.
You ask so many questions. So, well, the one we concern me well, and be that one, the welfare of our Nigerian players, particularly when they retire, make them go into correct investment. Mm. And whilst then they play, they make their money, then make them think of what to do when they retire and invest their money into it. Those way they're professional. The money too much now. So the money no fit finish, lie.
Serious. Serious.
But for the local ones, make them just take care of their future by investing, you know, locally. In fact, I'm setting up something where we go promote from February to look at how we can help our Nigerian players in the league to invest in small projects that will sustain them after retirement. I'm doing that, and by February we go launch that one now.
We're looking forward to that in February. We are, sure.
You're doing a lot of stuffs, and yesterday you also said, "I'm going to play with the kids." We're going out. Did they also make you occupied?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I have two boys. I have two boys here now, 10 and 5.
Oh.
And those ones, they are a handful.
Okay.
You know, so they keep me engaged too.
Okay.
But I don't have a dull moment too. I'm doing so many things.
Amazing.
So many things. I'm going on an adventure. This is the last thing I will say here.
Okay.
I'm going on an unprecedented adventure to Abidjan.
Okay.
I'm going to drive for 4 days. I'm going to drive from Lagos to Abidjan. Just because I believe that the Eagles will win the Africa Cup of Nations.
Oh.
We copy this. We copy it, actually. A four-day drive from Lagos to Abidjan in Côte d'Ivoire, just so he can go there and galvanize the spirits of the Super Eagles and push them to emerge as African champions for the fourth time in the history of our great nation. Really has been a pleasure sitting in the same studio with this man who scored a couple of goals in the final of the Nations Cup in 1980, giving Nigeria her first ever glorious moment as African champions right here on our continent. And that was the foundation to two other successes we've had in 1994 and in 2013. He's hoping 2023 in 2024 would be another victorious occasion for us. The mathematical Segun Odegbami, who says his legacy is to be able to lay that foundation for these young stars who have found their way to the USA and different parts of the world, courtesy of his academy and the platform to develop young talents. We are very grateful to have you here. But I'll leave the final words for my colleague Adeze, who, again, you said you didn't stress her that much. But again, she was the one who ensured that she followed up to have you come to the studio this evening.
Yeah, we don't really have much time because the time fast spent. But hopefully, I will bring you back again subsequently on this show. Now and I know that you're my neighbor somehow. You are our neighbor, rather, because you're not staying far away from us. Such a pleasure. And thank you very much for coming. The conversation certainly will continue. Will you now tell us what you want to unveil in February for ex-players that have, you know, retired? And then you also tell us about your adventure, because you told me yesterday, I'm going to fix my car. I had to Google it immediately. Driving from Lagos to Ivory Coast, and I saw hours on the road. So you come back here, you tell us how that adventure went about. Thank you very much, sir. Good to have you here, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and we wish you a safe trip when you eventually go to Côte d'Ivoire. We hope you come back with the Super Eagles. Maybe somebody will drive your car back because you enter playing with them with a trophy when you're coming back, hopefully. All right, so we've had the mathematical Segun Odegbami here with us on Game On Nigeria Info tonight, and hopefully this is that propelling factor that the Super Eagles need to go on and emerge as the very best in Africa in the coming days. My name is Chuma Nolin here with Adeze Michael. Well, I'll just go back to sharing with you some of the latest sporting stories before Samuel Victor Akpan takes over with live commentary mood ahead of the game involving West Ham United and Brighton. For now, though, a quick message from one player, because we are giving our 60,000 naira to three different fans tonight, 20,000 naira to each of these fans. You want to find out how you can win? Then maybe you need to listen to this.
Hey people, Sackman no go finish you. Amen. Opportunity self no go pass you by. Amen. This double one play game we will just play now. He no go pass you by. Everybody they go.
Oh yes, it's double season with oneplay.ng. Play with 500 naira and win double. All Nigeria Info FM daily winnings from 60,000 naira daily to 120,000 naira daily. Just go to oneplay.ng and play with 500 naira. And in a few seconds, your ticket is in the draw. Or dial *347*880*3#. The more you play, the better your chances of winning the double draw every day on WhatsApp Lagos and the Game On Show. On weekdays and on the weekends, join the Football Frenzy Show. But that's not all. Every Friday, you get the chance to win a jackpot. Remember to dial *347*880*3#. Play responsibly. Not suitable for persons under the age of 18. OnePlay is a registered trademark under Lasho Trading Services Limited. Licensed by the Lagos State Lottery and Gaming Commission.
Yeah, you hear that? *347*880*3#. That's the USSD code for you. Very easy to decode that one. *347*880*3#. Or the website oneplay.ng. That's it for you. With as little as 500 naira, you can win 20k for yourself tonight. Samuel Victor Akpan will be ensuring that all of you have cause to smile. Between now and 10:30 p.m., we'll have those three winners emerge. The computer will be throwing at us the random numbers. So when you play, please be close to your phone. So when we call you, you can pick and speak to us live. So everybody knows this is not something like a joking stuff, as Fals would love to say. You can start playing straight away. You can play as many times as you can afford, but at least minimum, now 500 bucks, to win 20,000 naira. Three different winners, like I mentioned earlier, would emerge tonight. OnePlay.ng, the website, or *347*880*3#, the USSD code. Wayne Rooney, he may have been a phenomenal footballer. However, in the coaching side of life, he's not had fun so far. He's been let go. That's me trying to be nice now. He's been sacked by Birmingham City after struggling with that team and ensuring that it was what? It was crazy for them. A disastrous 15-game spell for Wayne Rooney, and they are on the brink of falling into that relegation zone. It was a run of 9 defeats in 15 games. And the guys at Birmingham are like, you're causing us harm, my friend. Leave our city, please. I'm going to look for another job to handle. These ex-footballers who were greats are really struggling in coaching. Many of them, Frank Lampard was pampered, but his success was hampered. Even the man I love and respect so much, Thierry Henry, did not have the best of times too when he delved into coaching as the lead coach. And Wayne Rooney too, not having the best of stories in the world. Half our league on Asosha. You know, difference more, at least he may remind you for a while before he was let go at that team. And Carlo Ancelotti, the boss of Real Madrid, says that there will be no signing of a defender this month. He is backing Real Madrid's existing squad to cope in the absence of first-choice centre-back pairing of Eder Militao and David Alaba. Alaba suffered a long-term injury, an ACL tear, in Madrid's 4-1 win over Villarreal on the 17th of December. Ancelotti says, Omo, these guys know they are around Shah, but I don't get plans to sign defender for Real Madrid in this January transfer window. Speaking about injuries, I'm happy that this guy is back because I know he doesn't have too much more time to keep playing tennis. However, we love it when he speaks about longevity.
No, last trip to Australia, no. As a professional, you never know. Hopefully not, but I mean, when you are at the age of 36, you never know when going to be the last one. It's obvious, but don't like to talk about that because I am not in that mood now. Just focus and try to play at the highest level possible and give myself a possibility to keep being...
To keep being given a chance to win titles. That's me helping complete the words of Rafael Nadal, who's been out injured for a while, right? He's back now in action in time for the first Grand Slam event of the year. That's the Australian Open. And he had a winning return, beating Dominic Thiem at the Brisbane International Competition. It was his first singles match in 349 days. And Rafael Nadal won that 7-5, 6-1. Yeah. Surely. It's going to be interesting to see what he has to offer as regards Novak Djokovic, a guy who's defending champion of the Australian Open. Can Nadal stop him from winning another title, 25th Grand Slam or so? Well, that competition comes alive from January 15. That's when we will have the Australian Open come through. What are your expectations for tonight's matches? Here are the games to look forward to. One in the Premier League, West Ham United against Brighton, from 8:30 p.m. our time. And then in the Spanish La Liga, we've had Getafe lose to Rayo Vallecano by 2-0. It's halftime in the game involving Real Sociedad and Deportivo Alaves. It's nil-nil in that one. And then by 9:30 p.m. there should be Valencia versus Villarreal, the two V's coming up against each other in that. In Coppa Italia action, more like the FA Cup in Italy, AC Milan should take on Cagliari by 9 p.m. You know the good news? The fact that we're here as Femi and the gang to ensure that you're carried along with the drama as it unfolds. Speaking about carrying you along, don't forget to oneplay.ng, the website, or the USSD code *347*880*3#. If you want to be one of the three lucky winners of 20,000 naira each on the show tonight, you can dial 0700-993-993-9932. Speak to me just before I hand over to Samuel Victor Akpan, who will get into commentary mood for tonight. That number you can call again is 0700-993-993-993. Or for our female callers, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. I can see your comments also on social media. For those who are Benjamin or Lydia, we're here for you for sure. We're sure here for you, no doubt about it. Okay, this was one who was talking about Segun Odegbami and why he was denied becoming the chairman of the NFF. Deepo from Ajumo sent that message. Well, the good thing is he responded to that even without us reading your comments, which was the fact that they are ex-footballers, and in the Nigerian football game as to administration, you need to know the politics too, and that's not their strongest point. They who are ex-footballers, politics is not their strongest point, and that's why they're always pushed aside eventually when a push comes to shove as to taking charge of those positions of leadership in football in our country. We know Samuel Eto'o is now the president of the FA in Cameroon. And we have to wait and see if we'll have the privilege of seeing a former Nigerian international come through to be president of the NFF in the near future. Also, January transfer window don't open, no. The team where you support, Unago like sign player, who you go want sign? Yeah, we wait for that one. There have been concerns around Kelechi Iheanacho and Wilfred Ndidi as to potential injury issues ahead of the Africa Cup of Nations after both players had different challenges in Leicester City's fixture a few days ago. Reports are coming through. One is saying the Leicester City coach says the two Nigerians will be available to play in the AFCON. The other one is suggesting that Peseiro has put down two names of potential replacements for Iheanacho and Ndidi in that AFCON. As the stories unfold and unravel, we shall let you in on it right here on Nigeria Info. On that note, I think I have to rest my case. My name is Chuma Noli. Thank you for joining us on this part of our presentation as Femi and the Gang. We're not done until our beans don't dawn. And that's why we're here for you to talk about things that will be happening in London. Samuel Victor Agban will be your commentator alongside our partners TalkSport for the coverage of the West Ham Brighton game, and also updates from the Italian territory where we're having Coppa Italia action, as well as from the Spanish La Liga. Enjoy your evening. The live commentary mode will come through in a bit. This is Nigeria Info, just for the records.